Tania Sawicki-Mead joins us. She heads the principled Rōpū that are trying to improve justice across the board here in Aotearoa, justice matters. Just speak. And today I've asked if Tania could just join us to talk about another push. It's not new for the cops who want to be armed. We've already touched on the fact that in some of their most recent polling, 6,000 of 11,000 members, 75 to 80% feel that cops should be armed routinely. And Tania's with us to reflect on how that might impact our people and the wider New Zealand public. Tania Te Lakwe, thanks for joining us on the show again. Kia ora.
Dale, how are you?
Good, thanks. It's not a new kaupapa because it's been discussed around the table no doubt many times. It has resurfaced as we see more gun crime. It is becoming more prevalent. And, of course, the tragic shooting of the young constable out in West Auckland as well is fresh in our minds. But from Justice Speak's perspective, how often have you spoken of this, and is it time for another look at it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue of whether a police should carry guns is a long-standing one, really. But for a long time in Aotearoa, you know, we've had this consensus that we want what we call kind of consent-based, you know, policing by consent. So policing that is done with the buy-in and the support of the communities, and that is the most effective way for police to be able to do their job. And you can't really have policing by consent and have armed police, really. It doesn't work because the what tends to happen with, you know, we see this internationally where when cops routinely carry guns, it completely changes the nature of people's interactions with them. And not only does it increase the likelihood of more people dying by guns, but it fundamentally alters the power dynamic. And, you know, we've seen the police make some pretty important, you know, ultimately not enough, but steps in the right direction towards working with communities to prevent harm rather than having a kind of heavy-handed approach. And I think if they want to continue down that path where there has been a lot of promise, then that is totally at odds with the idea of carrying weapons all the time.
Well, we know that Māori are disproportionately stopped by police and searched and incarcerated, so these stats speak for themselves. We've always been a bit nervous about who would bear the brunt of police, and I'm not saying that they're going to go around popping off pistols all the time, but you know, sometimes mistakes can be made, as we've witnessed many times across in the States. When we look at the use of tasers, it was a step towards giving the police a little bit more security, I guess. But to have armed police, what are some of the negative potentials for our people?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing, of course, Dale, as you've identified, is that it is much more likely that it is young Māori men in particular, who are more likely to die or be injured seriously by the police if they carry guns. And we know that from looking at every other kind of comparable country in the world about how minority groups, how Indigenous people and people of colour are all affected by policing, a policing institution that has identified, and many have identified about it, has a long historic and ongoing problem with racism, which reflects the racism and the of the wider society. There is no doubt about that if cops are routinely allowed to carry more guns, that it is Māori who will bear the brunt of that in the community. That is fundamentally, to me, the most important thing that we put at the heart of this, is what is the well-being of what is the well-being of communities. And I think that the discussion about police officers feeling more safe with guns is kind of missing the point, because as much as we can identify that there are some really confronting and difficult situations that police find themselves in, particularly when there are more guns in the communities, if your training has identified for a long time safety with holding a weapon, then something is wrong with your training. You know, like it's a lot of this about the mentality that people go into policing with, thinking that at a community level, safety is something that can be done down the barrel of a gun. And we know that that's not true. Everyone, I think, in their hearts know that that's not true. That doesn't mean that there aren't situations in which, confronting situations in which other people are armed, in which, like tactical, complicated, skilled forms of de-escalation are really necessary, and I don't doubt that those take really specific skills. But you know, cops routinely carrying guns, I think, takes us down a track towards the kind of policing and the consequences of that policing that we see in America, and I don't think anyone wants that for our communities.
Oh boy, thanks for that kōrero too, Tania. Just on other matters, tell us about the last hui. I know it's been difficult times with the COVID restrictions for all organisations, Just Beat no doubt included, but what would be some of the priorities on the table for the organisation at this stage of the year?
Oh, well, gosh, there's a lot going on, but I think at the moment we're really looking forward to seeing a bit more about what this government is proposing to do. There's been, you know, we're coming up to 3 years now since the Justice Summit, so the big hui that that the Labor government held, well, it was actually that time, I think it was the coalition government 3 years ago, with huge promises to make important changes for, you know, for the justice system, for the courts, for the laws, for all of it. And, you know, we're coming up to a point where we're starting to look to see what, you know, what's actually changed and what is going to change. So that's a big area of focus for us for now. We're actually working on a podcast, talking to getting some kōrero with people who have had first-hand experience of the justice system, and we're really looking forward to kind of releasing that out into the world later this year. Yeah, so, and we've also just hired an awesome new team member who's going to be working with us on a campaign to look at what is driving the incarceration of Wahine Māori and what we can do to reverse that. So lots on the agenda. The mahi never stops. But yeah, we're really hoping that we'll see some initiative from the government as well as from us in the community sector on this important kaupapa in the next couple of months.